All right, we'll call this meeting of the Jefferson County Commissioners Court, a special meeting to order on July 20th, 2018, at 10:13 a.m. And we'll begin this meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Alford.
Yes, if you don't mind, would you please bow your head? Lord, we come before you asking that you give us divine wisdom, and not only that, Lord, we come before you asking that you keep our county in stable condition and make it safe for everyone. This we ask in Jesus Christ's name.
Please join me in the pledge of our great nation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning, board.
Morning.
We got the whole team here.
Well.
Everybody wants to sit in the hot seat? I don't know if anybody's got any questions about this contract, but.
Do you need Kathleen, or is she not here?
No.
She's at school.
She is at school.
Pretty good.
That's a special meeting, one item on the agenda today, and the first thing, consider and approve, execute, receive, file contract extension for the lease of the downtown jail facility with Lazar Corporation for an additional 4-month term from July 23rd, 2018, November 22nd, 2018. Do I have a motion on that item?
Come on.
Second, Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Alford, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, have it unanimously. We've got three lawyers up here now, somebody's gotta ask the legal question.
Don't forget four, you got one over here from your office.
I don't have any trouble.
That's a job, I'm sure we can come up with something.
Okay, that's. Going to, board author at one to meet with Senator Cornyn, coming in to talk about the hurricane protection levy and the Senate appropriations, which come up to about $790 million for Jefferson County. And, of course, I've sent around the email to all of you about the legal implications of different ways to, look at cost of living adjustments for employees, if we consider those issues on the budget. And let's see, what else? Something else I was thinking of before we came in here, and I need to tell y'all about while we were in court.
I'll put this one up there, we got the, expected resignation of Constable White, to come, because he's taking the new job over at the city as chief, and I guess the chief of fire and rescue. I think it'd be effective the 30th, so I guess that the notice to the parties should go out to them to let them know that they need to select their candidates. I think that's in order now, isn't it?
Yes.
Yep. That's good. Everybody needs to stay hydrated and stay cool. We're expecting the heat index to be higher than it's been since last